Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robin speaking to you from Ronan, Montana tonight, and I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Waltz, joining in from New York City.
Wonderful. And we hope Anne will be with us. She just had kittens, and we mean that quite literally.
That's
versus
right.
a metaphor for having temper. Things may be busy at her house, but we hope to see her later. And it is the Chinese New Year tonight, new moon in Aquarius, which is an interesting time to begin a new year, isn't it, Mark? And the
yes,
idea that you would start, you know, in the most collective country in the world, in China, they start the new year with the new moon in Aquarius.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the West, we have Capricorn rather than Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
But both are ruled by Saturn.
True.
So in both cases,
new structure.
Yeah, we're starting from structure and not from partying.
Right.
So I guess we take a moment for the party, but it's really about the structure for the year.
Yeah. And the astrologers, we start, I think of the new year as the beginning of Aries, as the ingress into Aries or the new moon in Aries every year, as the
mm-hmm.
kind of
the
real
spring.
Start of the year. Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
But this is an interesting time, I tell you what. And it's the new moon, it's the year of the tiger, we're leaving the year of the ox. It's not that surprising that 2020 was the year of the rat. But then we move into the year of the ox, and this is the water tiger, which is an interesting mix of metaphors, the image of a water
yeah.
tiger. But it is
yeah, because
something
you add
that
a,
does...
A,
is.
Mm-hmm. You add a strong element of emotion and sentiment into the
mm-hmm.
into the tiger.
Yeah.
Which we don't think of so much for tigers.
Right. We don't, but there it is. So that's kind of an interesting pattern that we're looking at with that. And the dark of the moon tonight, where we're thinking about our relationship to those groups and our community and any organization that we're part of. The sun conjuncts Saturn on Friday. And again, we're taking our job seriously and our role seriously. Last weekend, Mercury conjunct Pluto exactly. And now is retrograde back past it. But because it turns direct on Wednesday, I believe it is, or
yep.
Thursday, on Thursday,
no, Thursday.
That it, it's Thursday, that it, and then it goes back and conjuncts Pluto exactly again. It's never more than 3 or 4 degrees from Pluto, so we consider it conjunct for a week and a half. And, you know, we're seeing that heaviness and that seriousness. My clients have been calling in with some pretty serious issues. How are you noticing that Mercury-Pluto conjunction, Mark?
Well, I'm noticing mainly is a willingness to look a little deeper in trying to sort
mm-hmm.
things out.
Mm-hmm.
So that rather than blow things up, there's a willingness to take them apart and see how to put them back together again.
Mm. And
which takes
that
patience.
Is, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does indeed. And what we see with, and of course Trump went on and on today about, you know, he's going to be elected so he can punish everybody who stole from him, you know, and Not a word about what he can do to help anybody else in America, just about himself, which was an interesting concept. And we have other in other Mercury retrograde, you know, so Mercury-Pluto conjunction, that kind of obsessive side.
Right. For him, it's
and,
not a concept.
Yeah.
For him, it's all-encompassing.
It's all-encompassing. You know. It is. Mm-hmm. There's an, you know, there's a couple thousand people in, there are many hundreds of thousands of truckers that are not protesting in Canada this weekend, but there's a couple thousand truckers in Canada protesting the COVID mandates and, you know, being as difficult as they can be to try to get rid of, you know, the mandates and the masks and the requirements for vaccines and, you know, to protest their right to get sick and get everybody else sick. So that's an interesting Mercury retrograde phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to it going direct. At the very end of Mercury retrograde, it feels thicker and thicker. I've had some pretty interesting computer snafus this week. How has your technology been?
Mine is usually gummed up anyway. No matter what direction Mercury is going.
Oh, that's pretty funny. And, yeah, it can be. So, you know, patience in these last few days. And with Mercury and Venus going conjunct Pluto in December, then conjunct Pluto retrograde in January, and now we're heading into February, and Mercury is conjunct Pluto for about 2 weeks, and then Venus just turned direct. Mercury
yeah.
will on at the end of the week, on Thursday. And then and Venus finishes the final Pluto conjunction at the beginning of March. There's a, you know, a deep emotional reassessment that a lot of people are doing, just assessing their life and having, some people are just having midwinter blues and not having another name for it. I think if you've got a project that really is all-encompassing and it takes your energy and brings your focus to it, then maybe you're not, you can use Pluto in that other way, that obsessive side that's going in depth or digging down deep or, you know, doing, I know one person doing some forensic accounting and they're having a blast, but that's very Pluto, you know, how like go in there and dig down deep and find out what's going on. So all of those patterns, you know, that if we have to kind of live out Pluto in one way or Pluto starts to seep in around the edges and affects us another way in its three-way conjunction this year. And just as it turns around, Venus pulled away from that and turned direct. We saw that the pandemic looks like it's lightening up, which would be wonderful, and that we can have hopes for looking farther into the future. You know, we've been talking about the fact that you can't really look very far into the future until after these aspects. So we're over 900,000. Go ahead.
The new moon in Aquarius gives a strong push toward finding new ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Breakthroughs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
so there's room for optimism.
There is, hopefully, as even as Mercury stations conjunct Pluto, there is hope for optimism. Now this week, really don't push. Just relax. We have the new moon in Aquarius now and tonight and tomorrow. Then the moon enters Pisces on February 2nd on Groundhog Day, just in time for the groundhog. And this week, you know, it's interesting that Imbolc, or the halfway mark of Aquarius, is associated with taking animal auguries. You know, the groundhog was one of them, but the tradition before that was just notice what animals you see this week, or what animals go through your dreams, or what animals show up in your books, and think about the medicine that they might have to offer. I might suggest to you. And as the moon conjuncts Jupiter in Pisces early in the in February 2nd, we'll be feeling that. Friday is the actual midpoint when the moon hits that 15 degrees.
Heather, you have a tradition yourself of taking a walk on that day and watching for animals, right?
I do. I do. I do that on my birthday, too, but I also do it this winter. On in bulk, I take a walk. And I, you know, in bulk was named for the lamb's milk. It was the first signs of spring. And we're far from that here in Montana, but we do, except that it's getting, it's light a little bit earlier. But it's still time to take animal auspices and see what you see. I saw a fox 2 days ago being chased by a dog through my yard, not my dog, but it was a beautiful fox, and it outfoxed the dog, which was lovely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take that as one of my auspices for the year. We'll see.
Practice outfoxing.
Then the moon that... Yeah. How can you like... And it's just so full of life, a fox is. And it often takes the diplomatic way rather than arguing. It sneaks around the edges or surprises you or, you know, leaps from strange corners. And they're very playful with each other. So the moon in Pisces on February 2nd and 3rd, it's an interesting, we're feeling deeply, but Mercury, Pluto, Venus, and Mars are all in Capricorn right now. What do you think about Venus and Mars in Capricorn?
Well, it actually helps to blend them in surprising ways. Because Mars sort of takes more responsibility than he likes to. And Venus is a little less vain, a little more practical.
That's interesting.
So they're both a little held back. And by holding back a little, that masculine principle and feminine principle express better together.
Mm.
If they were on their own,
that's beautiful.
The Capricorn
they
energy
get a little
is
pushy.
Not such a good mix. Yeah.
I get it. With Venus and Mars conjunct, it can be, you know, very, can help in relationship issues, which is helpful.
Yeah.
But I would really ask people to do while Venus and Mars are in Capricorn is to really watch the tendency to try to get other people to do what you want them to do, just kind of like to jerk their chain so you feel like you're having an effect on the world. And I'd say that's some of the shadow side of Venus and Mars in Capricorn. It can be a little manipulative or wanting to kind of nudge the world and get a reaction to see if they're alive, kind of nudge, nudge, nudge. But if we do it, if we stay self-responsible instead of my happiness is through what I do and create and make instead of what I make other people do, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful aspect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely worth remembering.
So we're going to take callers in a minute. And the call-in number is 347-215-8881. Then you have to raise your hand by hitting 1 to get into our host queue. And at the moment, only one person's raised their hand, so I will call on them. And, oh, nope, they disappeared. Nope, there they are. Okay. And... Hello, 812, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Oh, wow.
Hello, yes, we can hear you.
Hi, my name is Betsy. My information is September 11, 1963, 1:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Winchester, Massachusetts.
Winchester. You share a birthday with Ann Ortley.
I do.
who is off with her kittens at the moment. So,
right.
And what can we do to help you tonight? Virgo, Moon in Cancer, Sag rising. And what is your question?
Okay. Been having ongoing problems with this and just cropped up again today. My mother has given away a lot of her money to scammers, and we've got her set up with a conservator a few years ago.
Good.
But I just heard from my brother today that she gave $500 to somebody who called her.
How could she do that without conservatorship? Does she still have access to credit cards or?
The arrangement that we made with the conservator was to let my mother have the use of her checkbook and her Social Security amount and pay her own bills, the monthly bills. Mm-hmm. So thinking that that would occupy her time instead of the scammers, but the conservator is kind of doing, I mean, what they basically try to do is the least that they need to do to protect the person.
And so, when was your mom born? Don't give us her Social Security number, but do give, or her name even, but do give us her birth information. When was she born?
She was born 8/11/1932 in, I always forget whether it's Sharon or Milton, Massachusetts, which one's closer to
Boston. Do you know the time? Do you know the time? No.
I just don't have it right with me.
Okay. She's a Leo moon in Sagittarius. Please have someone else pay all of her bills. And give her a small allotment that she can spend every month that you're going to expect her to get from scammers. Because what she wants is attention, right?
Right.
And she said, Sun and Mercury in Leo with her Moon in Sagittarius somewhere and Venus and Mars in Cancer. She's easily talked into anything if she gets attention and keeps someone on the phone. We suspect her progress Moon just went into Aries. Okay. So, you need somebody else. You need that she can only spend what will get her what she can afford to spend, and that she can afford to lose. And the rest of it, you need to kind of just take care of and realize she's getting more and more childlike with that. And she's rebellious. She's in a rebellious phase, so you can't really expect her to do what you say. So you need to smile, nod, and say, here's what you've got to spend money on, and find ways for non-scammers to connect with her. If there is any non-scamming type of person that can help you, I mean, like, can she, phone calls from people, does she spend time at the Senior Citizens Center?
Maybe she can play bingo.
I know.
Yeah,
I would love her to.
She needs that Leo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't understand why she doesn't like going to the senior center, other than that I think it reminds her that she's old.
Yep, that's it.
I mean, she is 89, so she's obviously old. But yeah.
At some point, that's
but I know so many old people who look around and go like, who are all these old people? I said, they're your, But
they went to high school with you.
Yeah. But it's definitely the attention thing, too.
Yeah.
It's sociability and attention. And that's what she's going to pay for. So, you know, better instead of paying $500 to a scammer, you hire someone to take her on errands for $500, you know, a month. And she has somebody that she can go on, you know, go places with and get a little attention from someone who's younger.
Right.
Yeah. And it's important for you to know that it's your job. It's in your chart. With your Pluto
mm-hmm.
conjunct Sun in Virgo.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And your Saturn square.
You're the hyper-responsible one. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But remember, you have Saturn sextile Jupiter, which really helps you to deal with the tough messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
and
you,
then the adult
details,
in the room most of your life with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. With the whole family, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have that moon squared Mercury in the cardinal signs, and so you're really meant to be the heavy when it comes to putting the foot down.
Sorry.
It's a life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I just was wishing maybe somebody would let me off the hook.
No, it won't be us.
We'll
help you to hang well from that hook.
Right. And keep you busy elsewhere as well.
Yeah.
You know, Mark's absolutely right about your hyper-responsibility and that you have this work to do. But don't, you know, if you can't do anything about it, don't worry about it when you can't. In other words, hand her over to the spirits at sunset and then pick her up in the morning when you can do something about it and focus on you and your life in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been sort of the parent in the room from the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Kind of nice.
You're welcome.
To have acknowledgement anyway.
Yeah.
Great.
You know,
you take care.
It's a burden, but it's one that you can handle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to say goodbye and take somebody else. And did I just see Ann Ortley show up?
You did.
Ann, are you there?
Hello,
Ian. I am. I'm here. I was doing a new webinar. But it ran a little over with the questions. So they were like, I think you missed it. I said, no, I got 8 minutes left. I'm off. So I figured I'm
up.
Here.
Good.
Hey, Mercury's
and how we need a kitten report.
Kittens are good. They all
yes.
arrived last Thursday. I was talking to a friend in the Netherlands at 11:38, and Betty White howled. And I'm like, she's on my boobs purring, right? And I go to my friend, I think she just went into labor. She howls again. And my friend's like, I think she's in labor. So I get up and I walk to the bathroom. She goes into another paragasm of, ow, ow. I'm like, oh, my God. I put her down, couple of little shudders, and out pops a kitten. I had blood on my foot. The little head came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my God. There's things coming out of her.
Maybe that'll cure your foot. Uh-huh.
I know. Yeah. She stands up and walks around 3 times, and the rest of the kitten comes out. And then she licks it and cleans it up, and then she walks off to the crate. And I'm like, you leaving the kitten here? So I picked the kitten up and with a towel and brought it, and she, you know, latched right on, started eating. And then the next one came out at 12:08. The next one came out at 12:22. I had a lesson from 12:30 to 1:30, and the other two were out in that hour. So all five arrived less than 2 hours, start to finish. The girl's good, and they're latched on. Got 3 boys, 2 girls, two are tailless because she's a tailless cat. 3 of them have tails, so it's great fun. They're very cute. They're very cute. She's a great mom, and she's eating a lot and purring a lot, and you know, there's a lot.
And you're a great grandma. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm a great grandma.
That's
I was
wonderful.
Like, wow, there's blood on the floor outside the bathroom. All right, let me clean it up and off we went. So, yeah, Betty's great. And the kittens haven't been named. People are, what are you going to name them? I'm like Rhoda, Mary, Murray, Lou Grant, you know, Ted Baxter. or
perfect.
Bland, you know, yeah. We'll go to the Golden Girls that we'll go to, yeah. So, but, yeah, she's a cutie, so we're good. Everybody's happy and healthy and feeling fine, so we're good, yeah.
Great.
Wonderful. That's the way to do it.
How long do you keep them?
Until they wean. When she weans, I take her in, and
at least
she has to get altered, and then I can adopt her. And I think I will keep her, if she wants to live here and, you know, whatever. And then the kittens all go in when they're weaned, I think eight weeks. And then they get altered in shots, and then they get placed for adoption. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and so there's a tuxedo and then a white one with black spots and then a three gray stripes. So.
And
Betty
that
got,
has
Betty
to
got
do
around.
With, and how, what's happening with your sixth house in this house of small animals?
I'm having Jupiter on my moon.
Yes,
and the moon
perfect.
Rules
yeah.
six. Well, I mean, I was looking at it, Heather, and I'm like, you know, last time Jupiter was there 12 years ago, I gained a little weight. And I thought, I don't. And then when this opportunity presented itself, I thought, ooh, I like that. I'm going to have kittens, and they'll gain the weight.
Yeah, you gain a little kittens instead.
Perfect.
That's the plan, yeah.
Because Jupiter does ask us to expand our world one way or the other.
That's my thought.
So
yes,
that's
I'm gonna
right.
be teaching. Yeah, I'm going to start teaching, and then I have kittens.
Wonderful.
All good.
So we've got one more call to take before we close up for the night. And here, area code 516-455, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hello?
My name is Liz. Hello?
Yes,
can
Liz.
Can you
hear
me?
Yep,
okay.
We can. And when were you born?
7/24/76. At 9:43 p.m.
9:43 p.m. And where?
Manhasset, New York.
And how can we help you tonight?
The main question I have is I've been having issues with Libra women for a couple of years now, and I'm just trying to find the lesson in it because two of them are family members, and it's like big things to do with like estate nonsense and houses and stuff like this. And it's like everybody wants me to help, but nobody gives me enough rope to hang myself kind of thing. Like I can't do anything without them, and they're in like Libra indecision land, and it's making me crazy. And now just to add to that, my assistant at work is a freaking Libra. So I
sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
But there you can take guidance. You know, there you can give her guidance. You
but
know,
that,
right now
that
you have Venus
passive aggressive.
Right. You know, Libra is for you on your Pluto and in your eighth house, which is, you know, other resources. I would say that Uranus is squaring your Venus and Mercury right now, and that rules Libra and the Libra houses. So I think there's changing in your relationships. I would say what you need is, you know, kindness, a dash more patience, but absolutely direct and straightforward. Not no hints, just shoot from the hip. What do you see, Anne?
Well, I want to confirm July 2, 4/76, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So you have, you're a Pisces rising, so you got Jupiter in your first right now, which natally you have Jupiter in the third, so you like solid decisions. You have a Moon-Pluto square, so we're going back to what went on with your mom when you were 7.5 to 9, about triangles and drama, right? And that's what you're working out right now, triangle drama, to shift it and get rid of it. So it's a psychological time. And you do have Venus and Saturn and Mercury in Leo. They all got hammered this last couple years.
when Saturn went into Aquarius. So it says go back to what was going on when you were 14 and a half as a kid, and also go back to what was going on when you were, you know, when you had your Saturn return at 29. So part of your job is you're like, I want to shine, sun, and it's in the sixth. I like to be of service, but also you people can't make a decision. So give me the power to make it, and I will. Otherwise, I'm not going to play. Moon, you know, all those planets are in the seventh. So their indecision is really triggering a lot of your mother stuff. And that's why it's driving you crazy. So you just have to go, they're not my mother, but they're reminding me of how I had to work to get stuff when I was a kid, and what I used to have to give over everything to get them to do what I wanted, and now you're learning how to do it in a different way. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you have to be careful of getting too tired. Your square from Neptune will really tire you out when you try to take this on, but kind of fortify yourself and say, I can get through this. And I need to take the actions that will get things done.
Yeah.
So even
okay.
when
so
I'm not
time
excited,
usually
you can push
I
it
take
through.
A scorched earth.
Yeah.
Well, you're
right.
A Leo.
And
yeah.
and that's
yeah.
to protect yourself, but doesn't necessarily get you what you want. You have to kind of think about what
no,
is your real goal here.
And everybody starts crying. So.
Right.
Yeah, and but
and
actually,
that's even bigger
enough.
Mess.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
right
oh, yeah.
now,
no,
you know, with everything retrograde, we got to move forward in a gentle way. And on that note, we have to go. This is Heather Roland Robbins saying goodbye from Montana, and good luck with that, dear. And we're saying goodbye to Mark.
Mark Waltz from New York City.
And
Ann Ortley from Boca Ciega Bay, overlooking the dark water.
Yeah, because it's a new
How
moon.
Beautiful.
And remember, it's Chinese New
Wonderful.
Year of the Water Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So do a ritual
mm-hmm.
today. There's a new moon. There's a new moon tonight at 12:45. You're already almost there. Only 2 more hours and 15 minutes till the new moon. But you know, I'm just going to pinch a little to the scorched earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Sometimes things need to be burned down. So,
yeah.
And you are in the mood to burn things down. So what happens if you burn it down, then you get to rebuild, right? So, but you do want to blow it up, and that is a very valid feeling right now. So, yeah.
Yep.
You just have to
Take
think
care.
If you want to act. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Okay.
So
Thanks
on.
For listening.